This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat in Southwind District with your Extension Crop Report. What makes a good ag land lease? Most land leases are verbal contracts between landlord and tenant. That is just an agreement of rental rates and payment dates. However, that leaves a lot of ambiguity, and there are plenty of issues that can arise. On January 23rd, we are going to have a virtual and in-person program covering how to make a great land lease contract and also the laws that govern land leases. The program will be from 1 to 3 on Saturday, January 23rd at the Parsons Extension Center, or you can join by Zoom virtually. We'll have two speakers for this program. One is Chuck Oddy, who has 39 years of extension experience and teaches a yearly class on creating great ag leases. We will also have Professor Roger McGowan from the Washburn School of Law, who specializes in ag law and will be covering not only lease laws, but also common legal issues that can occur. I will personally attest that these two are great speakers and they're full of knowledge and energy. If you are a landlord or a tenant of crops or pasture, this is simply a program you don't want to miss. Please give your local Wildcat or Southwind Extension office a call to register or to be sent a Zoom link. So, what makes a good land lease? First of all, it needs to be a written contract. A written contract is meant to, and not in any way to be an affront to trustfulness, which is why many landlords are worried about when a verbal contract has been in place for so long. A written contract is merely to lay out the terms, clear up any uncertainties, and to protect the relationship between the landlord and the tenant. A written contract will be different depending on what type of ground is leased. Crop cash rent, crop share, or pasture cash rent are the most common. Any lease is going to have some general terms, such as for how long should the lease be covered for, what happens if the land is sold or inherited, or that the land cannot be subleased. A contract should also have a section that covers what the land is intended to be used for, as in what crops can be planted or if hay can be baled. Of course, for pasture or crop cash rent, one section will cover what are the rental rates and when those rates will be paid. Now that we've covered the basic terms that are generally uncontested, a written contract should also cover the things that can become a disagreement. A crop share contract needs to cover who is covering what expense, like herbicides or lime, and at what ratio. A pasture contract can also cover who is going to pay for fence repair and who is responsible for taking care of noxious weeds. Any contract will also need to cover mineral rights, and for around here, this can also cover leasing to a wind development company. One of the biggest areas of issue is actually hunting rights. By Kansas law, a landlord can't hunt on leased ground or cut firewood, but at times they may want to reserve the right to do so. A written lease can spell this out and prevent any misunderstanding. We have blank written contracts at your local extension office, and these ideally need to be filled out and signed before the end of January. I would highly suggest that you get your contract started and then join us on January 23rd for our Lease and Law Workshop before getting the contract signed the following week. If you have any questions about leasing or to register for the workshop, please give us a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.